This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. High schools have been teaching business courses for years, but a curriculum new to North Texas is bringing a hands-on approach to 8 schools this year. We check in on a class at Fort Worth's Trimble Tech High. From the start, it's easy to see that this class is a bit unusual. There are no blackboards, no whiteboards, no desks. We're not even in a classroom. It's the library. And the teacher today, Grant Mankin, isn't even on Trimble Tech's faculty.
You can go sit at a table, but just get in those groups, do that now, you got 1 minute.
Clock ticking, the students find seats at round tables. And the heat's about to rise. The class begins to feel like Shark Tank, the hit TV show where entrepreneurs hope to get their products funded by business leaders.
You are in your groups. I hope you have chosen wisely because these groups are now your company.
Mankin issues today's challenge.
You have 5 minutes to use a tennis racket in a different way than to play tennis. Ready? 5 minutes, go.
One group ponders its options. A student suggests a waffle maker, another a fly swatter. 16-year-old Cassandra Renteria weighs the ideas.
Can we just improve it, right? You know, can we change the model of it?
I mean, not all. I mean, I'm pretty sure they all come in.
The students, working as a team, solving a problem under pressure. It's part of the interactive approach from the education nonprofit called Youth Entrepreneurs out of Kansas. O.J. Abaniche, who's also known as Coach, likes the group's hands-on approach. He normally teaches this Trimble Tech business class, but steps aside a few times a month to make way for youth entrepreneurs.
Most entrepreneurship classes, you would pretty much teach it like a business management course. Talk a lot about business plans and market groups. The kids are learning while having fun. So they're learning without even really knowing that they're learning at times.
The students keep working on their tennis racket competition. One group comes up with a cheese slicer. Another, snowshoes. One creates a boat paddle. Cassandra's foursome decides on a multi-purpose product. She presents it to the judges, who are the teachers.
It can be used as a fly killer, a pasta drainer, waffle maker, and it can also use like a propeller to take you places, because he didn't say it had to be realistic, did he? No, he didn't. All right, and we also can use it as a skateboard and a fan. And our thing.
Mankin offers his critique.
There was one product that did everything. Do you think that that's a good way to market a product? No way I'm going to be making waffles on the same thing I'm going to be swatting flies with, right?
Lesson learned. First-hand experience is often the teacher here, less so than from a book. Mankin's other lessons? Your product should do one thing better than anything else out there. He also says, name it.
How are you going to sell a product if you don't have anything to call it? How many times do you ever see a product on TV that doesn't have a name? You don't. It could have a really stupid name. But at least it has a name, right?
Before Cassandra took this class, she thought her options were limited. This entrepreneur class opens things up.
Most of the things that they had was like cosmetology and stuff like that. It really didn't connect to me because I'm not really the girly type. What I wanted to do was like make things. Like I really find that fascinating. I like to sell products because I like to go meet people, interact with people, and it's just something I would like to do in the future.
Trimble Tech principal Omar Ramos is on board with this effort. He likes its creative approach.
The kids need to see a real-life person from the industry or from the outside and talk to them and say, this is how things work, okay? They need to hear it from the outside, and they'll say there's actual application to what Coach is telling us.
Even if student Cassandra or her classmates don't become entrepreneurs, and instructor Mankin says 80% of them won't, he says lessons from this class should serve her and anyone well.
You can't teach someone how to be an entrepreneur, but you can teach someone how to think like one. They're thinking like an entrepreneur, whether they're accountants, whether they're going to college. They're owning what they're doing, and they're owning their own success.
Mankin says that creative teamwork, thinking on your feet, speaking publicly and confidently, those skills aren't just for entrepreneurs. They're universal. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.